This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Wednesday, September 14th. It's good news for the ETF industry. That's the word from Heather Fisher, Vice President of ETF Platform Management at Charles Schwab. She's referring to Schwab's annual ETF investor study, which began in 2012.
The first number that we have recorded for percentage of investments in ETFs for individual investors was from 2012, and they cited about 16% of their investments being in ETFs with an intent to increase. We're now at about 22.5%, 5 or 6 years later, and they are telling us they intend to increase that number 5 years from now to about 29%.
Fisher says registered investment advisors, or RIAs, have been at the forefront of innovations in investing, and the survey shows they've been quick to embrace ETFs.
For RIAs, they're currently at about 34%, and they see themselves in 5 years bumping that number up to 44%. So pretty much everywhere you go, when you compare individual investors to RIAs, RIAs are really bumping the stats up a notch. They're really representing the leading edge in ETF adoption and embracement.
This was the first year that Schwab included RIAs in its survey. 312 completed the study, and 1,008 individual ETF investors also took part. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.